Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from Comerica Park, it's the Carson Anderson Program. Stoney's in for Doug. Gator with you as always. Kang back in our studios. We'll hear from Kang coming up next hour. But we're joined by Chef Mark here at Comerica Park. And there is a whole lot going on with food items that you are introducing at Comerica Park new this year. Interested to see what's going on. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And we're so excited for the fans to come down and be surprised and delighted with, Slow's a new partnership. We got three great burritos.
Wow.
Yeah, they're tasty. They're going to be up on the Comerica Park Landing. I think that's going to be the fans are going to really gravitate to that one. I'm excited about it, as well as our fan favorites. I'm always excited about, we had the double smash burger and the food.
Oh,
court.
I had that. That was good.
Slow down.
That was really good.
Yeah. That was genuine.
Yes.
All right, Stoney
yeah.
is really fired
that
up.
That was really good.
Like, yeah. Came out, we're in the middle of a segment, and Stoney didn't care. He said, I'm just throwing it down right now. He just started going at it. And I'm like, hey, man, we're on the air. He's like, I don't know if we're trying.
We're going to have to try him again, though.
It was really good.
A little sampling. Also, we partnered with Merrill down in our tap room, so we have some nice grinds, working with all local products, some fresh grind. We have a beef bacon burger. We have a bacon BLT. But a lot of new, fresh, exciting items that we're excited for the fans to come down and enjoy.
So for people to understand, the beef bacon burger is not just a hamburger with bacon on it. It's actually bacon in the grind.
It's grind. Yeah, it's ground into the patty. So it's
got
phenomenal.
A smoky flavor to
it. Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah, it's a double stack as well. And I could eat burgers all day long.
Does it bother you as a chef, as a the king of the cuisine, so to speak, that at a place like Comerica Park and any other, ballpark around the United States, the most popular thing to eat is still a hot dog?
Yeah, absolutely. And I grab one, and I grab a piece of pizza. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I got to be the taste tester,
Quality control.
But it's you just gravitate to it, and it's the atmosphere. You come down to the ballpark, you're smelling the smells, you're smelling the popcorn, the pizza cooking, the hot dogs on the grill, the onions on the grill, and it just, gets you motivated to eat. But pace yourself. We have 9 innings. Walk around. Every inning, walk around and come back and try another goodie.
So, as a chef, can there be too much that's on a burger sometimes? Because I watch Food Network all the time.
Yeah.
And I love watching the shows that are on there, and then people come up with their signature burgers, and it ends up being like, 9 inches tall.
Sometimes they're trying too hard, right?
Yeah.
So you had the smash burger. Did I try too hard?
No.
No.
Yeah, so it's good. You know what I mean? And sometimes you have to do that for the wow, but I'm telling you, the wow is in simplicity sometimes, just like the ballpark or a pizza. If it's good ingredients and it's straightforward, it's fantastic. And that burger, we hit the mark on many of our items this year, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. I think the fans are going to be excited as well.
Now, Gator told me he saw something like a cheesesteak hot dog or something?
Oh, yeah. That's another goodie. We have a few more up our sleeve that we're going to be popping out. We have a cheesesteak hot dog that's going to be in our food court in a couple different areas. We have an Italian beef sandwich that we're going to be rolling out. We have a bunch of different items that we roll out that are seasonal. Obviously, when Michigan corn season comes in, some of the most phenomenal corn in the world, if you ask me. But we do some fun things with different corn dishes as well. We have a street corn nacho in our market, Taco El Rey, where we're cooking it right out on a barrel cooker on charcoal and taking the corn off and making nachos, vegetarian nachos with it. So we have a bunch of, you know, we're bringing the barbecue, the smells, Burt's Barbecue's here, the smells of the barbecues and the, you know, the charcoal grills and just adding layers and layers to it all.
Is there an item that you guys, you know, obviously you taste test and, you know, work out in the off season. You said this is going to be great. And by the time it even got to, you said, you know what, we're not even going to do this. Was there something?
You had to scrap it.
There's many a times. For me, I put anything in a tortilla and it's good. But that's not usually for everybody. But you can have a burrito sausage, you know. But don't leave nothing off the table. You have to try them, you know. And that's what we do in the off season. We put on our thinking caps and just putting together different combinations to see what sticks. And again, the fans will tell us what sticks with the popularity and what they're eating. So, you know, some of them make it, some of them don't. We rotate them, we switch them out. But this year, I think we do have some winners, and they're straightforward. Again, some great partners, some local different restaurants are in pop-ups, and the ones that like Slows and, you know, big names. And hopefully that the, you know, the fans are just going to have a great variety, you know, to fill their day.
Keeping that Detroit flavor is a Green Dot Staples is part of it. Taqueria El Rey, who I believe you had stuff from last year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They're here as well, and then we're elaborating on that. And with Green Dot Staples, they have always rotating different sliders, so we're changing those up. Their truffle fries are excellent. And again, with our different partners, with Slows, it isn't their traditional Slows that you're seeing at the sandwiches. We're doing burritos, and it's a new item for them. Oh. So they're experimenting too, but the burritos are fantastic.
And that's what these are in front of us.
Yeah, that's what these are here. So we're excited to see how everybody gravitates.
Look, like you, man. Anything inside a tortilla is going to work for me.
Absolutely.
I have a strange idea. Maybe it's not that strange.
Here we go.
Like food dependent on the opponent. Like when, I don't know, when Philly comes, you have cheesesteaks everywhere.
Yeah.
When Kansas City comes in, you have a lot of barbecue.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about doing
like
something
Italian
like
beef for Chicago?
And we do do that. And actually, we have theme night going on. We have Margaritaville over here, so we have a tequila lime chicken sandwich going around, pairing with a nice beverage over there. We have 90s. There's a 90s night. There's Polish night. We do that in different areas. In our different clubs, we're always changing up the menus, and there's different pop-up recipes that we put up there for everybody to enjoy.
What exactly, because I tasted, the first thing I ate here was a hush puppy.
Yeah.
What exactly is in a hush puppy?
Well, that's a corn fritter over there, but the chef over there could speak to it, but I guess they're really
spicy.
A little spicy.
I like
there.
It.
Yeah. So they vary, you know, from the hush puppies of the day of the different places that have them, you know, they're a spiced little cornmeal, you know, cornbread.
Okay. Do you have a say in the beverages? Because I'm looking at from the 90s night, it says here, you have the Neon Smash, Casamigos Tequila with pineapple juice, watermelon juice, blue curacao, watermelon garnish. I will tell you, I'm a bit of tequila snob, and I actually like Casamigos Tequila a lot. This really kind of hits home with me.
Well, I would have to leave that up to my beverage team, Tom Finelli, and he's got a whole team of beverage people that are just constantly, I don't want to say drinking all the time, but they're testing things all the time.
Yeah.
And they're coming up with great recipes. And from time to time, I get to taste them as well as they get to taste our food. So, again, it's pairing, so we have to meet somewhere in the middle. So, no, but they put their thinking caps on as well, and through partnerships and come up with good stuff.
Now, the big question I have, we've talked about this on the air for years. Do you instruct, you make the people who are working with you call you chef?
No.
Good.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I've heard stories of, you know, guys who work in the kitchen, they're great cook, great chefs, but if you don't address them as chef, they get really pissed off.
No way. No. No, it's first name basis.
Good.
Everybody. I promote camaraderie, and everybody should just be at ease, you know, and have fun. Food is fun. We're here to create a great time for the fans and our guests, so we just got to keep it light and serve good food.
Are you constantly getting contacted by local restaurants to be part of this?
Oh, yeah, and we're always searching, too. We're always looking, too. We just want to, again, we're just trying to, you know, satisfy the fans, you know, and what people are gravitating to. You know, we're always monitoring what people are talking about and you know, what's happening in the industry, in the food industry, in the locals. So we try to capture it, and we just keep bringing it. We know that we have to keep evolving and bringing the best of the best to everybody. So we have fun doing it, and it creates great partnerships. And, again, it's good for both parties, and it's great for the fans at the end of the day.
All right, lastly, before we let you go, what's the one thing you want people to try this year at Comerica Park? If you had to, I know it's tough to narrow it down.
Oh, God.
I know you brought in all this stuff for a reason.
Can I say nine at one time?
No.
Well, the newest one is the burrito, so you got to try the burrito. And right after that is the burger, and you got to get a slice of pizza and a hot dog. There you go. I set them all right. Anyhow. But you got to have them. But the burrito is the newest one, so I would say everybody come to the Comerica Park landing and try a Slow's burrito. You won't be you'll be very satisfied. And the double smash burger.
Smash burgers. And then there's a whole tray of them in front of a Stony. That's going to be trouble. That's just absolute trouble. But fortunately, I think we're up.
Yeah, yeah. You got to eat all them.
We can give it a run.
I'll have one more.
All right, Chef Mark, we appreciate your time here at Comerica
Thank
Park.
Thank you. Go Tigers.
Yes.
This kicks off the season, and we're ready to go.
Look forward to it. All right, lots of different food items here at Comerica Park. You're going to want to check that out. And try them all, frankly. So far we've had nibble on a number of different things here, and they've all been very good. I think the smash burger so far, though, has been the best thing
we've
tried. I very much look forward to that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text as well. We've been talking about the Tigers and kind of the expectations and the big ifs that are around this team coming into this season, which, of course, begins tomorrow. Season starts in Chicago. Against the White Sox, the first of three games starting tomorrow that'll finish up on Sunday. Looking forward to the start of the season. We've talked about, you know, maybe some holes in this team, the ifs in this team. What about the positives in this team?
Scoobel's a positive. I'll tell you who else is maybe an underrated positive. And he will also qualify under my if category, though.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Jake frickin' Rogers. Okay, he's not going to hit, you know, a great average, but he had what, over 20? He had 20 bombs last year, and his defense behind the plate was finally as advertised when they got him in the Verlander trade, because that was always about him. He was just a great defensive catcher, can't hit very well. Well, he showed some power last year, and they say the metrics, you know, framing, throwing guys out, he was pretty good.
Yeah, and they like the duo they have there with the catchers. They both of them. Carson Kelly can throw guys out too, and he's shown a little bit of pop. I'm hopeful that Jake Rogers can continue to hit with that power.
Because yes,
this team again, they're so young. They need to take steps forward with that progression of the game. And Jake Rogers isn't that young anymore.
No,
you know, that Verlander trade was a long time ago now, and you know we're starting to see some of the fruits of that trade.
The only fruit.
Right. Yes, it is the only one. But of the purge they've had, the two different purges they had, there aren't many guys left from either of those. Joey Wentz is another one that's getting an opportunity. He's left-handed. They'll come out of the bullpen, and hopefully he gives them something. But as far as the asset column for the Tigers, I think by and large it does come with the pitching staff. Do you like the starters better than the bullpen? I think on paper I like the starters better. And a guy that hopefully is taking a big step forward this year is Casey Mize.
Yes.
And Casey Mize pitched in the game yesterday, went five innings, gave up just one run, only a couple of hits. And everybody's talking about how he looks different. And no, this isn't the hot take from spring.
No.
This guy is physically different looking now with the facial hair and, you know, 20 pounds heavier. And has a different delivery that he's worked on for a while here to try to make sure that he can mitigate injury risks in the future, because he was taken 1-1 for a reason.
Yes.
He's extraordinarily talented. Is this a breakout year for Casey Mize?
It better be. because, like you said, he was taking 1-1. And if you bomb on 1-1, that's bad. And look,
it happens.
Matt Anderson was
1-1.
And that's why it was so important that Torkelson showed something the last half of last season, because that could have been a disaster as well. And you couple that with Mize's question marks, you could look at it, you know, 3-1-1s in, you know, the last, you know, 20 years that it could have been bombs. And I don't think that Torkelson's going to be a bomb. Mize, as good as he looked this spring, it's the jury's still out.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.